Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And I am in studio again with my wonderful co-host, Minister Harold Copeland. And we are here today to continue in our teaching series, Righteous and Holy. And we are going to pick up where we've left off, and we encourage you to continue to follow with us as you become more deeply rooted in the Word of God. So listen to this. Righteousness and holiness is a gift from God. Righteousness and holiness is a gift from God. You can't earn it. According to John 4:24, God is spirit, the source of life, yet invisible to mankind. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Believers in Christ have to come out of self-righteous actions and religious bondage, my brothers and sisters, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1:30. Listen to what it says. But it is from him that you are in Christ, who became to us wisdom from God, revealing his plan of salvation and righteousness, making us acceptable to God, and sanctification, making us holy and setting us apart for God. Hallelujah. And redemption, providing our ransom from the penalty of sin. Now, how beautiful does that sound to you? Operate in the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, because always righteous and holy. Always operate in the Spirit, because it is always righteous and holy. So without any further delay, Minister Copeland and I are going to continue exposing the Word of God in this new series, simply put, Righteous and Holy. So we encourage you to get your Bible ready and any of your writing materials to take some fresh notes as we continue to move through Scripture, that we would have a better understanding of what the Lord God wants us to know. Minister Copeland.
Rejoice evermore, praying without ceasing, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 16. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. We release the peace of God upon you today. God bless you. And we release the blessings of God upon you on this day. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it's an honor, privilege, with great joy, we rejoice to be back in studio with you together again, and those listening by radio, to be able to fellowship with you through the radio. Again, we always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that, again, it is an honor and privilege to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your lives. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God, God has downloaded revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge will release God's divine plan for your life. And you too shall stand and proclaim the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. And as I said earlier, we're on this wonderful, outstanding series. And we're super excited, man, to be able to release these truths into your heart and your mind and your soul. Righteous, beautiful word, and holy, also a beautiful word. Many people are afraid of the holy part because they believe that they have to do a lot of works. And religion has released that untruth into the hearts and the minds of many people. And as I said earlier, religion has put people in bondage. There are some churches that say you have to earn your holiness. To be holy, you got to work or work. And they have the ladies, the girls, wearing dresses so long they can't hardly walk. And they say that's what holiness looks like. The ladies and girls cannot wear jewelry, cannot put on makeup, have to wear their hair a certain way. Men can't wear short sleeve shirts to show their arms. Men cannot let their hair grow. They try to paint a picture of holiness and righteousness by their works. And that's why we are here, to destroy the lies and the bondage of man and religion by releasing the truth of the Word of God, that you can be able to renew your mind, as the Word says, and you can prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Let us dive right into this awesome teaching. And you know, we always like to start out by reading our lunch pad scripture. In our lunch pad scripture, we have two scriptures. The first one comes out of the book of Ephesians, and we will go to chapter number 4, starting with verse 20 through verse 24. And our second scripture will come out also the book of Ephesians. And we will go backwards to chapter 2. And we would read verse 8 and 9. Let us read our last passage scripture for today.
Ephesians 4, starting in verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ? If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen. Chapter 2 of Ephesians, starting in verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. Amen.
Amen. And the key, you know, created righteous. That's what righteousness looked like. We was created that way in our spirits. A gift of righteousness. A gift of holiness given to us. We didn't work for it. If we work for it, it's not a gift. It's wages. We're getting paid for what we've done. And this second scripture emphasizes that, stresses it. Not of works any man should boast. We can't boast about us being righteous, meaning right standing in the presence of God, or being holy, meaning consecrated and set aside for the use to be about God's service. So we don't have anything to boast about in and of ourselves. We rejoice and we be glad in it. Well, Paul said, if I boast on anything, it will be Jesus Christ and him crucified. And that's all we have, to boast in Christ, of his goodness, of his mercy, and of his grace. It's by faith that we're saved, by faith. And faith always points to what Jesus Christ has already done. Amen. Let's go back to the book of Ephesians. And we're going backwards to the first chapter. And let's go and read. Let us read verse 3.
Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hast blessed. That's past tense. With all, with every, nothing is left out that we need. Spiritual blessings in the heavenly places, in the spirit, deal. It's a finished work. Now, why would we get up every day and work a finished work? I mean, how silly does that sound? How will we work a finished work? Not by works. Jesus already done it. And through the word of God, amen, the only thing God asks us to do is believe by faith, which is believing. By faith are we saved. That's how we got our salvation. But everything else we get from God, we get it the same way. We got the first most important thing from God, our salvation. We got it by faith, not by works. Now, everything else that we get from God, we get it. That's the way God, that's God's MO, his mode of operation. That's the way he does it, through faith. And I say faith points to what Jesus has already done, the finished work of the cross. If we had to do any work at all, any work, it would not be grace. Grace, unmerited, unmerited favor. Unearned, we could say unearned, unearned favor from God. We can keep going, unearned favor in the presence of God. Unearned favor in the presence of man. But the key is, it's grace, unearned. If we have to do, it's not grace. Either it's grace or it's works. It's not a combination of two. Either God did it all through Jesus Christ, and they use grace as an acronym in the G, God, R, righteousness, A, at Christ, C, Christ, E, expense. Grace, God, righteousness, at Christ, expense. At what Christ has already done for us. So it is either grace or it works. It's not both. If it's grace, then we don't need to work. All we need to do is believe in the work that Jesus Christ has already done. If it works, we got to do it all. Not just some of it. No, we got to do it all. We got to work it all out. And I tell you what, if it works, we are all in trouble. We are all in trouble. But I think a loving God, he didn't put the ball in our court. So we'll have to do it in our works. He put the ball in Jesus' court. And Jesus done it all by his works and gave it to us through grace. When we believe, somebody say believe. That's it. We have to believe. And so this dispensation of us, we rest. You know, even in the natural realm, you can't rest while you work. You can't. And you know what will happen? If you go to your job to work, but you sit down and rest. Amen. Let's be real. You won't be there long. Because you can't rest and work. And God wants us to enter into a rest. This dispensation we're in. It's a dispensation of rest. And the word also say, while we're resting, amen, that we can enter into another rest. Amen. That's the rest that comes out of a rest. Emphasizing there's no place for works in grace. Now, our next scripture was quoted at the beginning. You know, when Minister Kenita Smith was just exaltedness at the beginning. I mean, she really just taught the whole message. I could have just came on and said, see you next week. Hallelujah. But amen, you know, faith comes by hearing. So we're going to hear it again, and we're going to keep hearing it, and we're going to keep hearing it, and we're going to keep hearing it until somebody rise up and say, I got it. Amen. Then somebody say, it's mine. Amen. And somebody begin to tell the devil, no, you a liar. I got the truth now. And the Bible says, you shall know the truth. They got to get in that knower. But once you get in the knower and you know that you know that you know that you know, it's yours. It's your truth. And you can take it as a weapon against the devil lies. And what comes with that truth is freedom. Somebody say freedom. Amen. It's time to get free. Amen. Amen. No longer shackled by the devices of the enemy. No longer chained up and bound by religion. Amen. The truth. Coming one with that truth. And that truth coming one with you. And you begin to believe and you begin to know. And the truth will make you free. It will bring forth liberation. Somebody say liberation. Begin to bring forth deliverance. Amen. God wants his people delivered. God wants his people free. And God wants his people walking in liberation. God wants his people healed. And that's the mission of Mission from the Heart, is to get the truth to a people and break down religious burials and religious walls and the mindset of man. Denominational division, that we stand on nothing but the incorruptible, undefiled word of the living God. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Give him the highest praise. Amen. That's what hallelujah means, the highest praise. Glory to God. He's worthy of the highest praise. Glory. He always is worthy to be glorified, magnified, and lifted up. Amen. And that's how we do it here at Mission from the Heart. We release the truth and of the word of God, and we give God praise with his word. We give him glory with his word. We magnify him. We bless him with his word. The double-edged sword. And we release that double-edged sword in the studio, across the radio, across nations, across the globe, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, all the way up to Canada, down to the Central America. We release the truth of the word of God, and we glorify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the scripture was quoted, but we're going to read it because it's a scripture to be effective as a believer, that you have to come one and know it, and you'll know it. So we can't read this scripture enough. That's in John, the Apostle John, who writes that he was the disciple that Jesus loved. Amen. I tell Apostle John that we are the disciples. We are the disciples that Jesus loved. John chapter 4, very familiar passage of scripture, verse 24.
Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen. This is a spiritual walk. Look at the person to your left and say, this is a spiritual walk. Amen. Look at the person to your right and say, this is a spiritual walk. Amen. Paul said, walk in the spirit. Amen. And you will not mind the lust of the flesh. And too many believers are trying to come out of the lust of the flesh. trying to get rid of that habit and get rid of that habit and get rid of that habit through behavior modification, what they're trying to do. Amen. And see, once we begin to trust in behavior modification and trust in our abilities and our own strength, amen, the devil got us running around in the wilderness, amen, because he knew we'll never be able to do it. And that's why we have to go to the truth of the Word of God, walk in the Spirit. That's how we do. If there's something in the flesh vexing you, something in the flesh that don't kinder in you, amen, don't worry about it. Just walk in the Spirit. Amen. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Word of God. Amen. Begin to put your mind on Jesus. Be mindful of what Jesus has already done. Amen. Take your mind off the carnal and fleshly thing and place your mind on the things of the Spirit of the living God. In other words, become spiritually minded. Praise God. And see, our spirit is so awesome. Somebody say awesome. Amen. See, once the light come on, amen, and your inner being begin to be illuminated, amen, begin to be illuminated by the Word of God. Truth begin to come forth. Amen. You won't be bothered by the evening news. Glory to God. And you no longer would gravitate to the propaganda that comes from that old television set. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I ain't making no rules, but I'm just saying what the Spirit will have a desire for. Spirit will have a desire to sit at the table and be fed. And not necessarily that of the carnal, but that of the Word of God. Amen. Begin to partake of spiritual manner. Begin to partake of supernatural manner. Glory to God. And begin to get strong. The spirit gets strong and the flesh gets weak. And that's walking in the Spirit. See, if the flesh is stronger than the Spirit, what one is doing is concentrating on carnality and concentrating on the natural. Amen. We're no longer a natural people. Amen. We are spirit. Notice I say are. That's our true identity. We have a soul. That's the natural mind. We have that. And 99% of it is still stuck back in yesterday. Amen. But daily, when we continue to read the Word and listen to it from the heart, amen, we are renewing the mind through the Word, and trying to get the mind to catch up with the miracle that God has already done in our spirit, man. And the more we do it, it works. It works when you work it. See, the spirit part of us is completely changed. Amen. That's why it's a necessity to walk in the Spirit. There's no sin in our spirit. Amen. There is no unrighteousness in our spirit. No. There's no unholiness. Not in the spirit, man. We have a soul. I tell you what, there's some unrighteousness in our soul. And I tell you what, there's some unholiness in that soul. That's why God don't want us to walk in that. Amen. There's a higher level of walking. Amen. There's a higher abiding, a higher living. Amen. See, the world live in that low place of the flesh of carnality according to what they can touch, taste, hear, see, smell, or feel. That's how the world operates. But we don't operate that like that anymore. Amen. We are new entities in Christ. Amen. The old things are passed away. Oh, yes, they have. Glory to God. And all, somebody say all. Amen. All things are become new. Glory to God. And all things are of God. Everything in our spirits are of God. And we can put it this way. We can put it this way. That God is in our spirit. Amen. Amen. God is in our spirit. The God of all creation lives on the inside. Spirit, man. Woo! If we can get the body of believers to believe that, If we can get every believer to believe that, we will turn this world upside down, just like the disciples did. Amen. Because they believed it. Amen. Let's go to 1 John. John was a writing man. He wrote the book of John, then he wrote 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and then he wrote Revelation. He was a writing man. 1st John, chapter 4, verse 17.
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen. They're talking about our Jesus. Amen. The word of God is talking about our Jesus. And that word is saying, as our Jesus is, so are we. You know, that is not saying that someday we will be. It doesn't. It's talking right now. That's if we're born again. And if we're not born again, Holy Spirit will be coming in. He already here. Amen. He's already here. But he's going to begin to speak individually to those. Amen. Those that are not in Christ. Praise God. And let's go to 2 Corinthians. I'm going to let the Spirit just do word and pull us and touch those hearts and bring those hearts to the heart of God. 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 17.
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen.
Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Then we can say, Lord God Almighty. Amen. And then we can say, Holy Spirit. All three of them are Lord. Three of them. But it's one of them. Hallelujah. It's three of them. But it's one of them. And we started out by saying, God is in us. And if we get every believer to believe that, we'll be a powerful force in the earth realm to reckon with. But then we go on to say, as Jesus is, so are we. Not gonna be. So are we right now. We got to believe it. If we get believe all across the nation, all across the globe, across the Atlantic, across the Pacific, up in Canada, down to the Central America, if we can get believers to believe that God lives in them, as Jesus is, so while they are right now, the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord inside our bellies. That's where. Inside our belly, which is our spirit. Amen. And you know, and I say that if we can get believers to believe that, you know, and the only thing I'm saying is what God wants us to do, and because it's not by words, it's by believing. Amen. It's by believing the word of God. Not by words, but by believing. So, Minister Smith and I are not asking you to believe us. No, we're not asking you to believe us. We're asking you to believe the word of God. We're asking you what God wants you to do, to trust the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding and lean not to Brother Copeland's understanding. Amen. And lean not to Minister Smith's understanding. Why? Because we don't even lean to our own understanding. Amen. We trust God in every circumstance, in every situation, because he's our provider. Amen. We are committed to this God. Amen. We have committed ourselves to his word. And by committing to him, we are obligated to speak nothing but the voice of the Lord, because we are sheep. And Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and any other voice they will not hearken unto. And Jesus' voice is his word. And every time we release the word of God, we become a mouthpiece of God. We become the voice of God. Amen. Because the word of God is the voice of God. And that's why we release nothing but the truth of the word of God. And because of that, mission from the heart is the voice of God. And any other voice we will not proclaim. We will not proclaim a voice of religion, a voice of denomination, a voice of man. But God has put us here to be his mouthpiece by speaking his word in season and out of season. And you know what? This is the season that Holy Spirit stand up and he began to draw the heart of a people that may not be a people at this moment, but this is the time of salvation. That a people that wasn't a people that can become a people of the living God through the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And we are a salvation ministry, and God has anointed Minister Smith to take us to the foot of the cross, that others may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I know what time it is. It's time for me to stop. It's time for me to drop. And it's time for me to pray. Turn the microphone over to Minister Smith and let her take us to the cross. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is our time. This is our hour, my brothers and sisters. And for those of you who may not know him, that's capital H-I-M, who may not know him in the pardoning of your sin, this is the time for you to stop, drop, and pray. God wants you to know him intimately and to know him deeply, and to exercise a habit that praises him, worships him in spirit and in truth. This is what our Lord God wants from us. Why don't most people have this peace and abundant life that God planned for us to have? Why don't most people have this peace and abundant life? Now, I'm not talking about the non-believer. I'm talking about believers, saints, God's children. There's a reason for that. Peace in life, abundant and eternal, is in God's love for you. This is what he has for us. And this is where we rest in his love, rest in who he is, rest in abundant and eternal life. So my brothers and sisters, for those of you who may not know him, Minister Copeland and I set aside this time in the broadcast today that we would take care of business. Now, this is serious business, just as much as the Word of God is as we go through the continuation of this series, Righteous and Holy. Salvation is just as important as the Word of God. So we want to extend Christ to you through Mission from the Heart Radio, that you would extend your hand to him. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. According to Romans 5:1, we have peace. We want to pray with you. Now, it's my words, but God sees the heart of every man and woman. And we want to pray with you as you surrender your life to him. This is a time of intimacy. This is a time of getting right with God, and this is a time to receive peace and abundant life that God planned for you, my brother, my sister. He planned this for you to have. According to John 3:16, and we are familiar with this verse, for God so loved you. He loved you so much that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This is what he did for you, my brother, my sister. This is what he gave us, his one and only son, Jesus Christ. So, Dr. Copeland said, stop right now, drop to our knees or bow your head, and if you're able, lay prostrate, flat, as low as you can get. And we will pray a prayer of salvation for you, with you. Now, follow along. Repeat after me, and I express this because, again, the condition of your heart, my brother and sister, is in the hands of God. He sees it. So we encourage you to come as humble as you know how to the feet of Jesus, making your petition known to him that you surrender it all to him and him alone. So let's pray. Lord God, here I am. Lord, I come with nothing but myself. I come as humble as I know how, and I come saying thank you, Lord God, for saving me. Thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for me. Thank you, Lord God, for loving me so much that you gave your one and only son, Jesus, to die for my sin, rugged cross. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, forgive me for what I've said that did not bring glory to you. Forgive me, Lord God, for what I thought in my mind that was not pleasing to you. Lord, please forgive me for my actions that did not demonstrate love that someone else could know you. Lord, I didn't know you as deeply and as intimate as I wanted to. But you continue to hold me, nudge me, speak to me that I would come to you today. Here I am, Lord, making my petition known at your feet. Lord, I surrender my life to you. Lord, I thank you for every blessing that you've blessed me with. Just the very air that I breathe, Lord, I thank you for that. I believe by faith, Lord, that Jesus did what he did for me. And I thank you for your saving grace on me, for I'm undeserving. But because of your grace, unearned favor of you, Father God, I thank you. In Jesus' holy and righteous name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As you rise up out of your position of reverence to God, my brother and my sister, all I can say is hallelujah, giving God the highest praise. And I just see you right now wiping tears from your eyes or just rejoicing in because of what God has done in and through you. He has set up residence in your heart today. Today, God lives in you. And that is a hallelujah praise. And I'm super excited for what you said yes to, the very salvation of God. Welcome to the Ark of Salvation. Hallelujah. Now, we encourage you, my brother and sister, that you not take this lightly. That this is a day that the Lord has made for you to come to know him. And what you did today, my brother and sister, was right by surrendering your life to him. And we shout praises unto God for what you've done. Now, we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church within your community. Now, this is important, that you seek one out that teaches the doctrinal truth of the Word of God, and that you would stay in prayer, continual prayer to God as you would continue to grow and go in grace through a small group Bible study and continue to listen to Mission from the Heart as well as a Sunday school class maybe, that you can stay connected within that church, working in the church, growing in the church, as beautiful as God will grow you. Now, I also want to encourage you to be baptized by submersion of water. Praise the Lord that you would let the world know, letting them know that you are a child of God. This is something to be super excited about, proud to be a believer in Christ Jesus, set apart for God's work in all his holiness and righteousness as we work one with another collectively and praising him as a community of believers in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm so excited for you, and I'm going to turn the mic over to Minister Copeland that he would share in this excitement with us. Minister Copeland.
Amen. And we do share in the excitement with the angels, because the Bible says that the angel rejoice when one come into the kingdom of God, turn their hearts and their minds back to God. They be mindful of God. And the word says that I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind stay on me, Man, it's all about God. Think of that. Whatsoever is true, and whatsoever is honest, and whatsoever is just, and whatsoever is lovely, and whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise on these things. You have received a gift today, as we read in Ephesians 2. It's a gift from God, the gift of salvation. And there's a miracle in your belly. There are heavenly treasures buried on the inside of you. And now you have to look into the Word of God and let the Word of God reflect these truths into your heart and mind. And you don't have to work it out. Just believe. Just to believe the reflection that you see. We are going to go to the book of James. You know, James was Jesus' half-brother. Yes, he was. Because Joseph was James' daddy, but the Holy Spirit is Jesus. They had the same mama, Mary. So they both have brothers. Amen. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, starting with verse 22 and read through verse 25.
James 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Amen.
Amen. Now, this is what you have to do. There's no shortcut. Look at somebody look at the one on your left and say, there's no shortcuts. No shortcuts. Now look at the one on your right and say, there's no shortcuts. No, there's no shortcuts. Now look down at yourself and say, there is no shortcuts. Amen? You know, just like we look into a natural mirror, the scripture says a natural glass, he's talking about a mirror, to look at our natural reflection. And that mirror reflect perfectly who we are in the natural. Amen. See, we never really seen our own face. Try to look in your face right now. Try to look at your face. You can't. You never seen your own face. You only seen a reflection of you or a picture of you or some type of image of you. It's not the real you. It's just a reflection, picture, or image. But guess what? You believe it. You believe that reflection that you see in that natural mirror. You believe that's you. You believe that picture that's taken of you. You believe it. That's you. That image, any image of you, you believe it. Well, we're no longer natural. Amen. We're supernatural. We're spiritual. Amen. And what was read in James, talking about the Word of God, said the Word of God is a spiritual mirror. Amen. We're spiritual now. So if we want to know who we are, we can't go look in our natural mirror now since we are saved, and even those that got born again today. No, we don't no longer look in a natural mirror to see our identity. We no longer let the natural identify who we are. We are a spirit now. We have a soul and we live in a body. So in order for us to know our true identity, we have to look in the spiritual mirror, which is the Word of God. And we got to let it reflect. Somebody say reflect. We don't need to make nothing happen. We just look into the spiritual mirror and we believe the reflection. Amen. We believe the reflection that was just like you looked in that natural mirror to see your natural self. You did not help that natural mirror out. You did. You didn't do anything but look in there and it reflect. And you believe what the reflection of you that it gave you. You believe it. Somebody took that picture of you and it created some type of image, a picture of you, and you took that picture and you looked at it and you say, that's me. An image of you was made and you look, that's me. Now, okay, let's leave the natural alone to come up a little higher. Now we are spiritual. In order for us to know who we are, now since we are born again, now since we are in Christ Jesus, since our identity is in Christ, we have to look in the spiritual mirror, which is the Bible, the Word of God. Amen. The Bible is the only thing that can tell us who we are. Amen. The only thing since we're born again. The Bible is the only thing that can tell us who we are. I'm still in James. I'm still in the book of James. The only thing, amen, if we don't read the Bible, we'll never know who we are. And the devil will come sit by and tell us, you're sick, you're poor, you're worthless, you're alcoholic, you're a drug addict. Amen. The devil will come, he'll identify us. And if we don't have a word to counteract what he's saying, or truth, if we don't have a truth, amen, to knock down his lies, amen, he's going to convince us that we are worthless. Amen, that's why we need to read the Word of God. Look into the spiritual mirror and just believe. Amen, and in this teaching, God say you righteous. Amen. That's truth. And if you don't have any other truth, just walk around your home while you're driving your car and say, I'm righteous. I am righteous. I am righteous. Faith come by hearing. I am righteous. I am the righteousness of God. Glory to God. We can't go by feeling. Well, you say, well, I don't feel it. No, we that's a baby. That's childish. We're growing up, and we come to help you grow up. We don't live by feeling anymore. Jesus told the devil, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the Lord. That's how we live now, since we're spiritual, created in the likeness and the image of God, our Father. That we are in Christ as Jesus is, so are we right now in this world. The Lord is that spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. And the only thing that manifests the truth into our hearts and our minds and our souls is the Word of God. We let it reflect. Amen. And we just believe the reflection that we see. You are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And you just let it reflect. You are created in Christ Jesus in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. You're holy. And it has nothing to do with your doing. So if you do something that don't line up with that, well, you didn't do anything to earn that. Amen? So you can't do anything to lose that. If you do something that doesn't line up with that truth, you turn away from that doing of yours and you turn to the doing of Jesus Christ and begin to proclamate those truths into your heart and your mind and your soul. You reign in light. Now you're reigning. Your spirit is reigning over all the power of the enemy. Your spirit is reigning over every principality, every power, every ruler of the darkness, every spiritual wickedness in high places. Your spirit is loaded with the Holy Ghost. You are wall-to-wall Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And that greater spirit that's in you is greater than anything that the devil could bring against you on the outside of you. You got to look in the mirror. You don't walk by the things that you see. Now you walk by the unseen. And the unseen is the truth of the Word of God. Amen. And you believe those truths, regardless of what your circumstances are saying. Amen. Regardless of what your situation says. Amen. No matter how big that mountain is that you're going to have to face on a given day, you believe that God in you, and we said that earlier, that he's in you. He's living in you. And we get that truth, or we're going to turn this world upside down, glory to God. Hallelujah. This that's been given unto you is greater than anything in the natural realm that anybody can give you. Glory to God. But it's so powerful that whatever you need in the natural realm, you don't have to go look for it. If you stand on his word, it'll come find you. Praise God. I'm so excited. Amen. I'm so excited. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to finish this teaching next week. And I just thank God for you. Amen. And I just want you to know that you are a blessing to us. Those in studio, you're a blessing to us. Those listening by radio, you're a blessing to us. And we pray, amen, that you tell others. Tell others about Mission from the Heart, that they can come and be a blessing to us also. In the name of Jesus. May the grace of God go before you. May the peace of God rest and abide in your hearts and minds forever. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us, that others may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God bless you. I love you. In Jesus' name. Minister Smith.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I tell you, I'm excited right along with you, Brother Harold. It is just a joy to just be in the presence of the Lord when we are talking about him and just glorifying him together. It is such a wonderful blessing to know that he is who he says he is. And I'm so grateful and gracious to you. So now, my brothers and sisters, as Minister Copeland said today, please share this ministry with others in your circle of influence, that they would be blessed, that they can grow and go along with us, with you, with Mission from the Heart Radio. And that would be such a joy for all of us to enjoy him, God himself, through the Word of God. So always remember, the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away, but the Word of God, hallelujah, will remain forever and ever. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and we will meet again on Mission from the Heart Radio.